Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
It's the best as well as the rest.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Mike and Steph hanging out with you as we're going to take a look back at some of the memorable moments from this week. But it was kind of a crazy week, you know?
Yeah, it really was. We had, you know, this election that was called on Saturday. Then also just a lot of not sure about the election being called things.
I was more so thinking about like the weird middle of the week vacation day.
Very true. Wednesday was Remembrance Day. We had the day off, able to watch that virtual ceremony. But then you come back to work on Thursday and it's a bit confusing.
Well, yeah, it felt like second Monday kind of thing, you know? Like you came to work Monday, Tuesday, and then it felt like you were coming back to work Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. But today is Friday.
As we were recording this podcast. Because not everybody listens to this podcast on Friday.
It's true. It's true.
Some people are listening to it on Saturday.
Maybe even Sunday.
Maybe even next Monday.
Whoa.
Maybe even a couple months from now.
You're getting crazy.
Whenever you're listening to it, we thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy the podcast. Well, earlier on this morning, Steph, we were discussing some of the trends that we've noticed over the course of the year. Well, what about some of the trends for next year? People are already looking ahead to 2021.
Whoa, okay.
And the positive thing about this one is that we're both in long-term relationships. I mean, you're married.
Yeah, I'm not getting rid of him anytime soon.
So this one doesn't really apply as much to us, but it never hurts to stay up to date on the dating lingo. You never know when you're going to need this.
Oh, okay.
So we've got the dating trending terms for 2021 in, and I want to see if you can guess what any of these words mean. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, Steph, here we go. Steph, what do you think the term apocalypsing is?
Apocalypsing. Okay, maybe this is two people who are both like doomsday preppers, and they've found each other because the pandemic has kind of opened their eyes to more and more of those, and so they are apocalypsing together, getting ready for, I don't know, an underground life.
That's not bad. It's treating every relationship like it's your last and getting serious a little too quickly.
Oh, all right. That makes more sense.
What do you think Zoomlandering is?
Zoomlandering. Okay. This is where you kind of do like, do you remember chat roulette? Where you like meet somebody on Zoom that you don't actually know, and then you chat for forever on Zoom and enjoy their company. And so you are a Zoom dater.
So Zoomlandering is like the movie Zoolander with Ben Stiller.
Okay, and you make those faces?
It's people who won't stop checking themselves out on camera when you're on a Zoom date.
Ah, valid. Okay, yep.
All right, last one. What do you think Waldoing is?
Waldoing. That is when you haven't met the person in real life and you're going to try and find them, but you've made a game out of it. And so you're like, I'm dressed like Waldo. Let's go find each other in the mall. I don't know.
Wow. Your ideas of relationships are interesting. Waldoing is when somebody on Tinder or a dating profile only posts group photos, so you have to find out which one they are in the grouping of each photo, which one's the common thread in each one.
Oh my gosh.
I personally think that we're missing out on one. We need Hinshawing in the province of Alberta.
Oh, okay. And is that following all of the COVID-19 protocols?
Hinshawing is when you choose not to date someone because you feel that they're not taking the pandemic seriously enough.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
So now that we are into November, it's about that time of the year when we start to look back at a lot of what has been in 2020. You get a lot of the this moment of the year kind of situations.
Yeah, like, you know, the
top Google searches of the year, top YouTube videos.
Yeah, best news article of the year.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff. Well, Steph, right now we have the word of the year out.
Oh, okay. Word of the year.
When I saw that headline, I took a couple stabs at it in my head. Maybe COVID or virus would be word of the year. Trump.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've heard all three of those.
A ton. I thought even maybe Tiger is like a long shot.
You know what, though? Tiger feels so far away from now. Like, I'm just like, man, that happened in March, Tiger King craze and all those memes. Like, it's just like a distant memory.
It is. It really is. Okay, so Collins Dictionary, they have gone with the word lockdown.
Huh.
That is the word of 2020.
Lockdown. Okay. Yeah. They say
the use of the word lockdown across websites, books, and news is up 6,000% from last year.
Yeah. I don't think I ever used the word lockdown in daily vocabulary until this year.
Until now.
Like, I probably, it's up minus 6,000% for me. Plus.
Up minus 6,000?
You know, like, it's in the, up, it was in down, the negative left, before. Right. Now it's doubled. I don't know.
Yeah, it's too bad because it's really not that positive of a word. It's going to have negative connotations for years and years and years. But what else did you expect? Like, what other word would have made more sense in the dictionary? The only one I could come up with after 2 hours, was skip the dishes.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
There was the Tide Pod generation.
Well, I don't know that was a generation. That was more of a challenge, but yeah.
I feel like it's like a generation of folks who took part.
Okay, yeah.
I hope that they've graduated.
They're called millennials.
And there's some, no, not millennials.
Gen Z?
Yeah. The next generation of, the next group of challengers of the Kiki dance. Remember that?
Oh, the In My Feelings challenge, the Drake one.
Yeah, where they'd like,
do you love me?
Get out of the car and dance to a song while they're driving. Yeah. And then there was that Bird Box movie.
Bird Box, yes, just walking around blindly.
Yeah.
Then getting hit by the people who were doing the In My Feelings challenge. And like wandering out into the middle of the road, getting hit by cars. Oh, it's a Chris Ash story right there.
Oh my gosh. There's a new challenge now. Also another one that just makes me shake my head. It's people lying in the middle of the road. Covered in a sheet.
What is it with everybody wanting to be in the road?
I don't know. But then when a car approaches and gets close to them, they jump up and run off the road.
Oh.
And to be honest, like I just feel like they're asking to be wrapped in a sheet later, you know? Like,
oh, dark.
Think about it. What a silly challenge to be laying in the road covered in a sheet, especially in the winter when there's snow. And who knows if you're going to notice this sheet bump. And then it's like you can't see it because the sheet's over top of you that the car's coming. You have to listen or feel the rumble of the road. I don't know.
So do you like, is it like a game of chicken? Is it like last person in the road?
Yes, but unfair to the car who doesn't know they're playing chicken.
Because we used to play, because we used to play chicken like in the road or something like that. We were idiot kids.
Yeah, sorry, Mike, but
we were bored. It's Saskatchewan. What else is there to do?
Safe things. There are always safer alternatives.
Oh, how many kids are you mothering right now? Stop. There's always safer alternatives. You could have gone and played Tiddlywinks or something.
Oh, yeah, Jax.
Jax. Oh, my God. No. So lame.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Have you gone to go get the flu shot yet?
Not yet, but I do plan to.
Steph.
I know. It seems like it's pretty easy, though. You just kind of walk into a grocery store or something and say, like, hey, I'm ready.
When did mine over at the Shoppers right across the street? You
Good
fill
job.
A little online thing. You don't even have to fill out the online thing. Just makes it a little faster.
Okay.
Get shot in the arm, and then you're good to go.
All right. Sweet.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound that pleasant, but it sounds quick.
Well, I mean, you're taking a needle in the arm. It's as pleasant as it's ever going to be.
Okay.
But you may want to be a little prepared.
Oh, gosh.
I went and got mine done on Tuesday.
I'm proud of you, Mike, and then now you're making me not want to get mine.
You got to be prepared for the language that they're going to use when you get your flu shot.
Okay.
Yeah. So I go, and the pharmacist lady there was very nice. At first, she asked me that. She later asked me, what arm do you want to get stabbed in?
Oh.
And that sounded weird. Like, I laughed out loud, like, at her. Well, that's a weird question. But I thought it was maybe like a one-off thing. Like, oh, maybe she was joking. Like, maybe that was a little nurse humor. She didn't get a chance to crack a lot of jokes. The nurse or I was a pharmacist. So maybe that was like her one-off chance. 5 minutes later, I have now been stabbed in the arm. And I got talking to the next guy there because you have to wait 10 minutes before you leave to make sure you're not feeling woozy or anything.
Okay.
And the guy there says, how'd it go? And I said, oh, it wasn't bad. And he said, not worse than any other time you've been stabbed?
Whoa.
And I said, whoa, again?
This is really strong language.
Yeah, why are we using this term for a flu shot? I mean, it's kind of maybe accurate, right?
I guess. I feel like it would be more like poked.
Yeah. Like, what sketchy places are people getting their flu shots done? Winnipeg?
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
We are starting to enter a bit of a magical two-month stretch. From mid-November through mid-January is typically the time where we see Christmas party season happen.
Yes. It's a wonderful thing.
It is. It is usually a ton of fun. It's a great excuse to kind of kick back, relax, have a couple of drinks with the bosses, and not have any major repercussions from it.
True, okay.
And a recent study on Canadians suggests about 33% of us, only a third of us, have done something that we regret at one of those parties.
Well, I think there's like a well-known rule that they say, you know, don't drink with your bosses, even though you're supposed to say there's no repercussions. You just still don't want to be the person that has to come to the office on Monday and be like, hey, guys, what'd I do?
Oh, boy. Been there, done that.
Yeah, Mike, I feel like I've heard this story before. I was not at the station, but what did you do again?
So we were at a local establishment, of which I will not name. Had a couple drinks beforehand with some friends, had a couple drinks there, had a few more than I remember.
Uh-oh.
Managed to throw up on our table as well as another table.
No, that is bad, Mike.
That was in the middle of me applying for a promotion at the station.
Okay, so is that why we have the Mike Booth Award
there
on
the
office?
There is an award with my name on it because, basically, it's for the person who gets the drunkest at the Christmas party. I'm thinking a Steph Seidel winner this year.
Absolutely not.
We'll see about that.
Mix Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Steph, you ever had to deal with a vehicle recall issue before?
Yes. I have had an airbag recall. I had a 2005 Corolla, got the airbag replaced, and then silly me bought a 2006 Matrix and I had to do it all over again.
Had the same issue with my last Civic.
Ugh.
And I just don't think I ever did it, to be honest with you.
No?
No. I'm a pretty good driver. Never going to need those airbags anyways.
You just can't trust the other people on the road is the problem. You
I'm
might
a very
be a
defensive,
good driver.
Offensive driver.
Okay, Mike. I admire your confidence, though. I think it's unfounded.
I hadn't had an issue with my new vehicle yet. That was until, I guess, yesterday when I actually got the letter in the mail. It said there's something possibly wrong with a piece of my car. I wasn't really paying attention to that part. The big part that caught my attention, though, was that they told me it could randomly catch fire.
Oh, no. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that was a bit of a big deal. That was when I was like, oh, that's not just some faulty airbag, potentially 50-50 flip a coin. This is like, hey, your car could spontaneously catch on fire.
Yeah, that is a little bit scary. So are you actually going to go and do this one?
Yeah, I think I might. I think this one I kind of have to. This one's pretty lit in a good and bad way at the exact same time.
Yeah,
bad joke. Although I will say, I was thinking about it a little bit and talking with my girlfriend, and I was saying that my vehicle having the chance of randomly catching on fire at some possible point is like the most 2020 thing that could happen.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
New study has come out that says there are top three things that adults lie to strangers about.
Yeah, people lie a lot, even about meaningless stuff.
Well, it just does seem silly to me to lie to a stranger because it's like you're never going to see them again. And what do they care about the things that you're lying about? Like, just
everybody's got an image to keep up, though, right? Okay. Everybody's worried about their self-image.
What do you lie about, Mike?
Little things. Dumb little things all the time. Like somebody just say, like, oh, yeah, didn't I see you at Tim Hortons the other day? Yep, grab myself a double-double, just as I do every day. Meanwhile, I haven't been to Tim Hortons in like 3 months.
Right.
Don't know why I said it. Said it. Or, hey, I listened to that break you did the other day. You and Steph were talking about dragons. I mean, yeah, killer break, right? Yeah, loved it. And I don't think we've ever talked about that before.
I don't think we've ever talked about dragons. Yeah. How about these top three things? Do you ever lie about your job to strangers?
I don't have to. My job's cool enough.
Valid point. How about how much you've traveled?
A little bit. But, like, I don't know. I can say that I've been to the continent of Europe, and that's usually enough for people. And you're like, yeah, I saw two countries and barely saw one of those two countries anyways.
Like the airport in Frankfurt or something like that?
Well, no,
country,
we spent a day in Barcelona.
Okay.
Which was, it was
countries.
Cool, but you're like, I didn't really see Spain.
How about how often you exercise?
Oh, okay, that's the one. There we go. We've got ourselves a winner right there. Yep. Have definitely lied. I bring my gym bag into the office a lot, and people always like, oh, going to the gym today. Yeah, I got to go home and take a nap, and then maybe decide if I want to go.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Steph, how good were you in school, like grade-wise?
Grade-wise? Pretty good in elementary school, for sure.
What happened in high school?
Got more friends, less attention to schoolwork.
Oh. Well, there's an interesting new study out. I don't know how I feel telling you this, but apparently good-looking kids do better in school.
Oh, no. Okay.
Did something happen in high school?
I don't know. I don't really age, so.
Cuter kid? And
you're
then,
looking at her.
Oh. Okay. It's very interesting. I did pretty average throughout, which makes me feel pretty average about myself at the moment. Why do you think better-looking kids would do better in school than any other kid?
I would guess that it's because they have less things to worry about, probably more opportunities. You know, a lot of times better looking kids, unfortunately, are the favorite among classmates and among faculty.
Maybe. In my experience, the better looking kids were always the jocks, but the jocks were always kind of the maybe not so smart ones. Hmm. There's always a couple smart ones, but typically they were more worried about sports.
And being able to stay on the team, so they had to get a really nice, not as good looking friend to do their homework for them, maybe?
Maybe. Interesting. Very interesting. Being very average in school, though, like, really is making me look back on it and be like, oh my God. When I was in grade 10 and I was on honor roll, was I just beaten by the ugly stick that year?
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Do you make a gingerbread house every year?
No. Haven't since, I don't know, probably 17 years.
Wow.
What's the point?
Well, there's fun ones out now.
Actually, that's a lie. I think we did one for work a couple years ago, didn't we?
I don't know. I was only here for the last two. Didn't do one.
But I'm pretty sure we did one a year or two ago.
Okay. Okay. And did you enjoy it?
I think I forced myself to enjoy it.
You're just sneaking all the candy.
Yeah, that was really what it was.
Well, they've come out with a new way to appeal to adults in the gingerbread grown out of stage. And
what's that?
This is a charcuterie?
A charcuterie board?
Chalet.
A charcuterie chalet. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So this is much more sophisticated sounding than your regular old gingerbread house with candy and whatnot. I don't know. I would have to be in the mood for that. Also, that's a lot of touching of different meats and cheeses.
Yeah.
Like a gingerbread house is a group project, right?
Yeah.
Do you want a whole bunch of other people touching like pepperonis and salamis and hams and then eventually eating that? And then cheeses, too.
And I
think soft cheese has got to be messy.
Yeah, and somehow you got to hold it together. So I feel like there's going to be some
melted brie,
spread,
I think, is where you
in
go.
There and some stale breadsticks. I don't know.
I am a little hungry thinking about this because I do love a lot of things on a charcuterie board, but that is so much touching of stuff that other people will eventually want to eat because you have to eat that house, right?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't want to waste all that.
No, because then it's going to stink.
Oh, yeah.
Within 2 hours, the whole house is going to smell like cured meat and cheese that has been out of the fridge for a little too long. So then you're going to be eating all this deli meat that has been touched by all of your friends?
Ah, Mike.
Maybe COVID's ruined it for me, but that sounds like a bad idea even at the worst of times.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
You ever have the joy of calling your parents and then not being able to get off the phone for about 2 hours?
It is a joy to me, but it sounds like it's the opposite for you.
if I could get on and off the phone with my parents in 15 minutes, that would be great. I call my parents about once a week, maybe in a bad month, every other week.
Okay. I'm a once a monther kind of person, so maybe that's why my phone
maybe.
Calls are longer.
Maybe. But it seems like there's never anything to talk about. It's always the same things over and over again. Oh, well, nothing really to report here. Work's great. Well, that's good. And then it'll be like five little side stories about things that happened at work to people I don't know about.
Okay.
But by the end of the phone call, the conversation is always the exact same thing. And I bet it's the same with everybody's parents. It's, when are you coming home next?
Oh, yep. That is very true. Okay.
So, when are you thinking you're going to be home next? Well, I don't know, Mom. It's the middle of a pandemic. It's not like the province I live in is doing so hot these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the funny part about it is that she was the one who told me I wasn't allowed to come home at Thanksgiving. I'm like,
aww.
Oh. Okay.
So.
But what are you coming over next? Well, I don't know.
Is she rooting for Christmas this time? Or
no, I've already got plans for Christmas at this point.
Wow, okay.
So, I mean, originally I said, like, you know, maybe like February. Mm-hmm. Hopefully things have kind of cooled off in the world a little bit by this point.
One can help.
But even if I could, who wants to travel in the wintertime? Traveling in the winter is a nightmare.
Okay, but like if you're going to fly, it's not that bad. And I always hate leaving Fort McMurray in the summer because I feel like we wait all winter to experience the glorious long days and that warm weather. So I actually prefer to leave Fort McMurray in the winter. Even if you're going to other winter, at least you're not missing those 16, 17-hour days that we wait all year for, you know?
That is a valid point.
Thank you.
But also, have you ever seen Regina in the wintertime? It's not worth
it. Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Quick question for you, Steph. I'd just like to know, how dare you?
What?
Yeah. How dare you?
How dare I what?
So every single time that I have to read the weather and maybe the forecast isn't so favorable, I'll say, you know, coming up Wednesday, get the park on. It's going to be snowy and cold. And all I hear in the background from Steph is, "Gooey," or, "Come on, Mike. It's not that bad."
Yeah.
And then you have the audacity to go and put up a story online, mix1037fm.com, about what our winter's going to look like.
Yeah, I may have.
And then you title it. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, it's
and
okay.
Then you title it "Extra Cold Winter Expected for Northern Alberta." To quote the great Steph Seidel, "Gooey."
I'm sorry. I called a meteorologist and he had no good news for me. He said, we are expecting a La Nina, which apparently is the specific circulation pattern that's going to make it extra cold for the next 3 months. Not like Fort McMurray winters aren't already extra cold, so I'm guessing extra cold? Ugh.
I think that La Nina thing is, well, that's like the opposite of the El Nino, which is like a really warm winter. And I think that, I don't know, every once in a while they seem to fluctuate every 2 years. It's like the summer and winter games. Because I think 2 years ago we were supposed to have a really warm winter, but like even then that didn't come to fruition. I was like, yeah, there was still a minus 45 day in there a couple times.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago we had the coldest February in 50 years.
Yeah.
Oof.
Last year sucked.
Yeah. And apparently this year is not going to get any better. So I heard no bad weather, just bad clothing. So invest in some ski pants and some really warm parkas.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
So you know those days where your phone just doesn't seem to stop vibrating?
Yes.
It's just constant notifications, people, emails, apps, texts. Leave me alone.
Everybody wants your attention, but you're the one that said yes when the app asked you if they could send you push notifications.
I know. I regret it so much. How dare I say yes to that? Recently, the phone's been buzzing a lot, but only from one app.
Oh, which one?
Sadly, it's McDonald's.
Oh!
McDonald's won't leave me alone because I order my coffee through the app pretty much every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like their coffee. But the worst thing is that, like, you'll be watching TV, my phone goes off, girlfriend says, "Oh, is that your mom texting you?" I have to say, no, it's McDonald's telling me about $3 off the Big Mac offer.
And then you can say, I guess they're suggesting that we have McDonald's for supper and we don't have to cook?
I don't know about that. I feel like I go there way too often. Honestly, I feel like McDonald's checks in with me more at this point than my own mom does, so...